Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Hey, dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
And welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Going to be here till noontime making just noise on the radio about taking care of your home and making it a better place to be and more fun to be at. And for those of you that are streaming, we've got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to be showing on the screen today. So if you're not screaming, if you're not screaming at your kids, that's good. Don't scream at the kids. It's not their fault. If you are streaming and you can see a picture of what we're doing in the studio, you can actually see there's a house construction right behind me. You can see it Gosh, there's so much to talk about just with that one picture that I won't go into it right now, but there's just so many things that can make such a difference in the way you want to build your home. And a lot of the way you build your home is determined a lot by building codes, and then how often do the builders actually... Well, pretty much all the houses are built by code because they do have inspections. But codes differ in different areas depending on where they're located. Every county has a set of codes, and they may be different than the national code. They may be stronger. As you get near any coastal area, you'll start seeing more and more of stricter codes. But whenever you're doing new construction, it's just really you need to use hurricane straps. Hurricane straps are just great, great things. And you can see them just kind of – we've got a slide of them on the side, which shows them connecting the roof rafters to the sidewalls. And, I mean, they need to be used everywhere. But just with the roof rafters attached to the sidewalls alone, it'll prevent strong winds, which will lift your roof off your house and actually remove it. Well, if you use hurricane straps throughout the entire house, to the slab, to the foundation, to the wall-to-wall, wall-to-rafters, just everywhere you can think of it, then all of a sudden your house isn't being held in place by some toenails or something like that. It's being held in place by hurricane straps, and there are so many different type straps available that fit just about every building situation you can think of. Right there is a strap that is used a joist hanger, which is used very much in like building decks or building any kind of roof rafters. And as you can see on the screen, and maybe you can't see on the screen, maybe you're not looking, but that's okay. There's something to help hold rafters in place to make them stronger. Because otherwise, the only thing that's holding your roof onto your house is really just toenailing. And toenailing isn't going to stand up against strong winds and help against strong winds. And we're in the middle of a climate change for sure. Coming our way, everything seems to be changing, whereas there's more storms that are coming in our direction. actually, in the center of the country, they've had, wow, miserable storms. And all those houses that have been destroyed and all those areas that have been destroyed, some of them would have been in better shape had they had these hurricane straps throughout. And one day, I do believe hurricane straps everywhere will be required in codes in all the code books for every county, every municipality, and every area that has a code book. As I said before, nowadays some hurricane straps or clips are required in building, but just really a bare minimum. There's really not a whole lot that that can be preventive against storm damage, because the thinking to begin with was, well, the cost of putting hurricane straps and hurricane clips up is, once you get done putting all of the straps that are necessary, all of the clips up, you end up adding a little bit to your labor, and you end up adding a little bit to the cost of the straps and the clips. So the cost of your house may go up a tad, but you are building a stronger, safer home for people to live in. And if the house is going to be built out of wood, you need to be using these straps. They're so, so helpful. And when you're building a house, maybe you need to talk to have a sit down with your contractor, or if you're going to be your own contractor, do some looking, do some investigating, do a deep dive into hurricane straps and hurricane braces and what they can do to actually increase the strength of your house. Tremendous, tremendous product. I would dare say probably underused, not used as much as they should be in this whole area, but who knows? Who knows? One day I think we'll see them around pretty much all the way. I mean, as I said earlier, nowadays near coastal areas, they require much more of a hurricane strap than they do in this area or in any area inland. But as I said, storms are changing and they're getting more regular and more frequent. And who knows what the hurricane season this year is going to bring. It could bring just a plethora of just bad weather. So we'll see what happens at any rate. Lance, how are you today?
Good. Busy and having fun.
Yeah.
Just happy that we didn't have a gully washer to the point where we couldn't get to work today, because it looked that way with the – I know you heard the alarms and got the
Well, actually, when I was sitting in my chair, I get up kind of early on a Saturday morning because I had to do some prep for the show on a Saturday morning. It was dark and raining and storming like crazy outside. And in the distance, I could hear the siren. And my phone
right next to my house.
My phone lit up. It's like a tornado warning message on my phone. But the siren that was ringing was pretty far off. It wasn't the local one, wasn't it?
Did you get the alert on the phone?
I got the alert on the phone for sure. But it was some serious weather last night.
What's going on?
Well, I'm telling you, the rain was coming down.
It was for real. Definitely got to be careful with that stuff out there. It's you never know. It blew up so quickly, and that's it. The risk this time of season is you get, heavy winds move in very fast.
Yeah.
If you don't have stuff tied down in the yard, you don't have your umbrellas down, you don't have your stuff put up, it can be gone.
It can be gone.
And then the other side of that is you get flash flooding.
Yeah.
And you live in those low spots, or you go through those little gullies, you got to be really careful. Because if you're leaving early in the morning or, late at night, that's the other thing. Be careful, because with all this water flushing through these ditches, it's a lot.
And lately,
don't take it for granted that everything's going to be right there.
Really,
you thought it was.
Even here in central Mississippi, as I drive around during the week, I've seen a lot of trees that have fallen on houses and a lot of problems where they're, and most of them are like older trees that really need to come down and shouldn't be down, up anyway. But taking a tree down, it's not like, hey, I'm taking a dollar out of your pocket and saying I'll get it done. Taking a tree down is a pretty expensive deal. But at any rate,
they've been coming down everywhere on their own, or people have been cutting them.
So that's right. They have.
Keep your eyes peeled for those leaning pines. There's still a number of them out there.
And as they did come down, they killed a lot of power here in Mississippi. And for sure, it was a lot of places that were blacked out. And I was very fortunate. All I had was dead branches fall out of my trees and fall over the yard and pick them up and got rid of them. But a lot of people had a lot of brush and a lot of shrubbage around and created a lot of problems with it. So, but the hurricane straps, I really think they're important. I think they're worth the time we spend talking about what they can do for your home and what they will do for your home. And again, as you're building, if you're building, talk to your building inspector about them, or your builder. The builder, and your builder may say, "Well, we are going to use them in this area and that area." Say, "Let's look into using them everywhere throughout the structure to make it a stronger structure." Then I'm sure whether you're building it yourself and you're your own builder, or you have a builder in charge that's handling the situation for you, once this item comes up, it will add to the cost of building, but it'll also add to the security of being safe in your home. And, you know, our home is our sanctuary, and we're supposed to be as safe in our homes, period. Aside of all that, yeah, concrete homes are just unbelievably strong. You start talking about ICFs and insulated concrete forms, you can build a house that's just about darn near weatherproof. And because I know some people that have done that, and it really does work. And at that point in time, hurricane straps become... You will use very little if you build out of ICFs, insulated concrete forms. You use very little hurricane straps, if any at all. But it's a good way to build, because we've got to build stronger in the future. We just do. We just have to start building stronger right now. As many houses are going up now, it's unbelievable. But things are changing. Things are changing quickly. Well, I was with my lunch bunch the other day, our lunch herd. We got, I don't know how where it came about or how it happened, but it did. And one of the gentlemen who eats lunch with us lives in a relatively, well, it is a new house. He just bought it. And he said when his shower shuts off in the extra bathroom, that he can hear some pipes banging back and forth, which generally speaking is what's called water hammer. And in new construction, there's two things that took place. Either the water chamber that's in the area of that shower is clogged, or not enough of an air chamber is in there. Most probably the first thing I mentioned would be the thing you'd look for. And how would you cure water hammer? Quite simply, you would go out to your main water meter, shut the water off to your home, to everything, and then go around and open every faucet in your house, including the outside faucet bibs. This is draining all the water out of your system in the house that you can. Once that's accomplished and the draining is done, then walk around and shut off all of your faucets again. Shut them off totally, and then turn the water back on. And what by doing this, it reinstates the air chambers as they're supposed to be. Because the air chambers are nothing but cushions that actually absorb the stopping of water instantly in a pipe creates vibrations, and pipes will vibrate. But if there's some place for that vibration or that energy to be pushed up into dead air, it's not going to bang your pipes. The pipes aren't going to vibrate. So water hammer is a real thing. Mostly you'll see it in older homes. Sometimes you'll see it in newer homes. And again, in newer homes, most times it's just a matter of an air chamber being waterlogged, if you will, and you need to watch out for that. Hey, phone number is 888-808-8637. That's our Super Talk call-in line. Our text line is, C-Spire text line is 601-879-4395. Would love to hear from you right here in the Handyman Show. My name is Buddy, and we're doing all kinds of things. We've got a guest coming up at about 10:30. Nikki from Pure Air Consultants is going to talk to us about some things that are just important in her business, and things that I think are, would be important to you. The comfort of your home, again. It's heating and air. It's HVAC, heating and air conditioning. It really can make a difference in the durability of your home and the comfort of your home. A good HVA system really can make the difference, and we'll talk about that in a little while when we get Nikki here on board. But, all right, we talked about water hammer a little bit already. Well, I want to talk a little bit, not too much, about windows. So much is going on with windows nowadays. People either are going to get new windows because they have old windows, or they already have really good windows in there. Now, sometimes you can have really good windows that have not been installed properly and is still getting not 100% usage out of them because of the poor installation. Installation is as important as the quality of the window. And it's my opinion that you should spend money and get a good quality window with really good low-E glass in it. And a vinyl window is really, I mean, a vinyl window is so good, can help you so very much with vinyl windows, can really increase, because vinyl doesn't transfer heat and cold like wood or metal does. It's a good insulator, and it must be put up, windows put on, and then some tape around the edge of them, which seals them against the sheathing and makes air infiltration less apt to get into your home. And then once the window is put in and secured properly, the areas between the window and the rough opening need to be filled with like a window foam and sprayed in there. And that really prevents them from getting in any air infiltration in them whatsoever. So there's two kinds of homes out there. Homes with new windows and homes with people who want new windows. But keep in mind, getting new windows can be expensive, and there are a lot of different options out there and a lot of different ways to get this accomplished. I sell windows on the side mostly to a contractors or two or three contractors I know pretty well, and they buy their windows and doors through me. And I help them in deciding what kind of window to use at one kind of project. And then we price it at a very fair price. And he puts on it his own installation charge. I don't get involved with their installation of the particular units. I get involved with the buying of and making sure the sizing is just right. And getting all the options on board that they need to. So don't be afraid of adding on low-E glass and all the things that are necessary, because it could really make your windows look a whole lot better. Hey, Nikki from Pure Air Consultants is going to be our guest in the next segment right here on Super Talk at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, right here doing the Handyman Show. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Hounds begin to howl. Begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange camp people, little red roosters on the prowl.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
I'm getting vaccinated.
Low down where you feel me, sexy things you do. Baby, 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 let me talk to you. I just love to whisper in your sexy ear, tell you that I love you,
back again at the Handyman Show right here at Mississippi, Bill Mississippi Studios. This is the Handyman Show. My guest this segment is Nikki with Pure Air Consultants, and we're going to talk a little bit about the comfort of your home and how to achieve that. And I wonder how Nikki can help with that. Nikki, are you there with us?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Man, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am good on this dreary day.
Really? Well, it was a lot drearier this morning, and when I got up at about 5 or 6, it was like crazy out.
No, it was. We've had the worst weather lately, haven't we?
We have. I was talking a little bit about hurricane straps and all that. A man put a post on the text machine that said, the storms are just like they always used to be. We've got more tools now to make the house stronger. And I agree with him. We do have more tools here, but we don't use them enough. But at any rate, that's not what we're here to talk about, Nikki. HVAC, that's heating and air. What do you, if everybody wants to have HVAC, it has to have an HVAC unit. That's a heating vent and air conditioning unit. What's the best way to make sure it stays in good shape?
Well, we always encourage everyone to have maintenance done on their system for sure. You want to have, you know, your system serviced twice a year, of course, once in the spring and once in the fall. That's super important, you know, to maintain the life expectancy of your system, to maintain the system itself, to keep your repair costs down, to keep your utilities lower, you know, just to maintain the life of the system.
Right.
Kind of like changing the oil in your car.
Yeah.
I'd
like to add to that Nikki's not trying to sell something here. This isn't something that she says that you need to do because it'll make their company money. It's a thing to do to make ensure that your unit is the best that it can be and doing everything that it can be doing. And if you don't get it maintained on a regular basis, it's not going to be working 100%.
Right. I tell everybody, you know, and I know I've said this on your show 1,000 times, it's just like keeping the oil changed in your car.
Right.
If you don't do it, what's going to happen? Your engine's going to blow up, right?
No, for sure.
And it's going to void the warranty on your vehicle. Same thing with your heating and air conditioning system. I mean, it's the exact same thing. If you don't maintain it,
yes,
you're going to blow up your air conditioning system. It's going to cause the system to fail. And it's going to make your repair costs go through the roof. So just make sure you keep your system maintained. You know, have it serviced. You've walked in people's homes before and you looked up and you've seen big water stains on their ceiling and
sure,
it's because their drain pan is overflowed or, you know, something that happened to their air conditioning system where it leaked. Well, that's one of the things you have done on the air conditioning maintenance. They clean and service your drain line. You know, they make sure that your drain line is draining properly.
Right.
If you don't have a safety switch on your drain pan, you should, because it will stop your system from working. So that pan will not just keep filling up with water and overflowing, creating more of a mess and causing your sheetrock to get more damaged and eventually causing your sheetrock or that unit to fall through the ceiling. You know, it's just so many different things that it could help you with.
Right.
But also keep your filters changed. I know we talk about this every time.
We do talk about it a lot, but still, I imagine there's some people out there that need to get their darn filters changed.
Yeah, you would be surprised at the filters we see. I mean, it's pretty scary. Some of the filters, you know, we pull out, and it looks like a piece of carpet.
Oh, my word.
It's pretty bad.
I can imagine a maintenance person going over to her home and doing maintenance on the house and checking the filters and going, oh, my word.
Yeah. Some of the pictures, you know, the guys text us and, like, look at this filter. You know, they'll text back to the office, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's a filter? Like, really, it is a filter.
It is a filter.
It really is a filter.
And it really, really does a job. It's an important job, too.
It did its job, you know, 3 years ago when it was installed.
Yeah, but, really.
So just keep your system serviced and maintained. And You know, I truly believe in maintenance, and that's so important. And any service company is going to tell you that. I mean, that's the biggest thing you can do, and keep your filters changed, and just start a relationship with the company. And right. Of course, I want it to be our company.
Sure.
Of course, I want it to be our company. Sure. But you know, it call us anytime if you ever need service or maintenance done on your system. We service the Jackson area, you know, Hines, Madison, Rankin County area. We're always here for you. We have technicians on call after hours and the weekends, so always feel free to give us a call. Anytime you need something. And also want to talk about air balancing. A lot of houses have hot and cold spots.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Hot and cold spots are a big issue in a lot of homes around here, new and old homes. And a lot of houses have, like, where they maybe enclose the garage and they never can get it balanced right, or they enclose, they add a bedroom. And a lot of times they just add maybe a line to get air to that room.
Sure.
But they never can really get it comfortable. And a lot of times that has to do with the return air. It's not just about supplying air to that room. It's balancing that air out correctly.
Right, right.
So that's something else we could look at.
So that's something. First off, what I want to say is, let's talk about air. Why? What does an air filter do besides it stops all the particles in the air that's possible and allows cleaner air? But where does that air go once it's gone through the filter? What does it do?
So it just cycles back through your system, of course.
So that air is going directly into your system?
Yes. Yeah, so when your air cycles through your system, it goes through your unit. Of course, it's going to go, you know, it's going to pass over your evaporator coil. It's going to go, you know, out into the air. It's going to come back through your return. It's just going to keep cycling through your system.
Sure.
But, you know, it's going to go all through your system and through your home. So that filter tries to, you know, catch all the big particles. Of course, it's not going to catch all of the particles in your home,
right?
You know, because there's so many smaller particles that you don't see in your home.
Exactly.
And that's when, you know, you could get maybe an electronic air cleaner or a UV light. The UV light is what, you know, kills, like, the smaller bacteria, you know, the germs in your home, the things that you really can't see.
Yeah,
That UV light kills those, and it also keeps your evaporator coil clean.
Yeah, and the bottom line being, we need the cleanest air that we can coming out of our receptacles in the house, or the air vents in the house, as clean as possible. But also, what about all, you know, the ducts been up there for years, and do they get dirty inside? Do they need cleaning, or is that something that people should consider?
Yes, absolutely. We also perform duct cleaning. Duct cleaning is something that, of course, we recommend. A lot of times you can clean the ducts, and everybody's ducts are different. We recommend the duct cleaning, of course, if, you know, you have a lot of pets in your home, if you're moving into a new house, even if it's a brand new house. New construction houses have dust and debris in their duct system.
Wow.
Just think about all of the sheetrock and the carpet and the sanding and all of that, because your contractors, they don't want to work in the heat.
Right.
They're going to run that system.
Right.
So they're running that system while they're working. So all of that dust and debris is going into your duct system.
So even in new construction, duct cleaning is not is a recommended procedure.
It can be. It's all about you and how you what you want out of your home.
Sure.
Now, are your ducts going to be as dirty as a 20-year-old home? No, they're not. But it all depends on you. You know, if you have a lot of allergies, if you are, you know, if you're allergic to dust, you know, dust mites or anything, it just really depends on you and what you want.
Sure.
And what you want to breathe, sure. What you want to be breathing in. So
right.
Are you going to have spotless ductwork going into a brand new home, that new construction home? No, you're not going to have spotless ductwork. You're going to have dust and debris in your ductwork because that ductwork is left open for, you know, the time your house is under construction.
Right. Right. And all kinds of dust and debris get up in there, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, and that needs to be, again, the purest air that's possible needs to come out of your registers.
Right. And also, when you're buying a home and you're moving into that home, and say it's a 40-year-old house you're buying, and, you know, five families have lived there before you, you're breathing in all of their living habits.
Yeah, including their pets.
Yes, and their pets, all of their habits that they've had that have lived in that home. If they've smoked, if, you know, they've had pets, whatever the case may be, that's what you're breathing in.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's just something to think about. And duct cleaning is great. I mean, it truly, it just gives you that peace of mind that you are breathing in cleaner air.
So it's a good thing to do, and it's a good thing to have from time to time.
It is.
I want to jump back a little bit to we were talking about return air and the amount of air going to your air unit and balance of heat and cool in a room. If you've got that situation and one side of your house seems to be warmer than the air-conditioned side, or it's not getting as much air, and it does seem to be a return air problem in most cases, what's the solution?
We can come in, and usually with not much trouble, we can add another return air, especially if your system is located in the attic area.
Yes.
We can come in and just add another return. Now, if your unit is in a hallway in a closet and you have added another room at the far end of your home, it could be a little tricky. If there's room in that closet for us to run a line to the other side of the house,
yes,
you know, we can do that. It all depends on the space you have. So we would just need to come out and take a look at it and see if that's something that we can do. Sometimes we can do that. Sometimes we can't. It all depends on the room inside that closet.
Right, right.
But balancing that air is so important for your comfort level. So many times we go into homes where they have a split plan. And when I say a split plan, what I'm talking about is they have the master bedroom on one side of the home and all of the other bedrooms on the other side of the home. And the filter and the thermostat are on the hallway with all of the,
yeah,
say, the other two or three bedrooms.
Right.
And the master bedroom stays hot. We see this all the time.
All the time. I'm floored sometimes at where they do end up putting the thermostat. It just says, I look at it and say, I wonder who thought about putting it there.
Well, that's usually where they put it. They're going to put the thermostat by the return.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to usually be where the thermostat goes. So it's usually in that hallway.
Right.
But that master bedroom doesn't have a return, and it stays hot because usually the master bedroom is by the kitchen, and that just stays hot.
Right.
So we can come in and add a return on that master bedroom side, and that helps pull some of that air to that master bedroom side of the house.
Right.
And it usually helps balance that air out, and you see more airflow to that master bedroom side, and it helps tremendously.
Oh, yeah. I'm see if you agree with this or not. I really do believe that return air sizes should be increased, and they're a little bit, we'll talk about, I've got a break coming up. Nick, can you stick with us a little bit? And we'll come back with, I want to talk about the size of air conditioning return units. And you're listening to the Handyman Show at Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. On the phone, Nikki from Pure Air Consultants. And we'll get back with her in just a minute. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
You know about that, I've got them states for blue. Mama, sister got them, Addie got them, brother got them, friend got them, I got them. I woke up this morning, we had them states for blue. I looked over in the corner, grandma and grandpa had them too.
Whether you're brand new to the DIY craze or a seasoned veteran, The Handyman Show has something for you. Buddy Slowick shares tips and tricks on everything from odd jobs to complete buildouts, from small home repairs to serious construction. So no matter if you're at the master carpenter level or not quite sure how to use a level, The Handyman Show answers your questions with a healthy dose of humor and some great music, too. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Super Talk Mississippi and on Super Talk TV. Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
I'm Rex Baker.
Yeah, sneaking alley. Why is he doing that?
I love this song, man.
I do too. Yeah. Robert Palmer. Amazing, amazing. Well, let's get back to it. Build Mississippi Studios, Buddy Slowick, Handyman. We've got Nikki on the phone with us from Pure Air Consultants, and we're talking about return air. And Nikki, are you still there, I'm sure?
Yes, I'm absolutely.
Okay. My question or my statement was going to be, the builders, of course, build a house by a set of plans, and the set of plans is it's already determined where the return air is going to be and perhaps even the size of the return air. My question is, are return airs, generally speaking, big enough? Is enough air returned to the unit to make it work properly, or should actually return airs be made a little bit larger? And then on top of that, once they're put in, don't put a huge recliner or a couch in front of it where it actually stops the flow of air. That's not going to help at all.
Absolutely. Yeah, don't block your return air. A lot of times we go in houses and that's what we see is, right, especially if they're in, you know, if they're in a chase coming down a wall and maybe they're in the side of a wall.
Sure.
You know, in a living room, you'll see a piece of furniture blocking it or partially blocking that return. You are really hurting your system by doing that. Don't block that return air. And I know that we're talking about return air, but also same thing with your condensing unit outside.
Right.
Don't plant shrubs and put a fence around it to block that. Don't block that unit. It's got to breathe. It's got to have that air to circulate around those coils. We see that a lot too, because people are trying to hide those units outside, but don't get too close to it to completely block it.
Yeah, because the outside unit needs to breathe pretty good.
Yes. I mean,
my next door neighbor lived there, and they were going to sell the house, but before he had always believed in covering up that condenser unit as best he could so it wouldn't show. And as soon as somebody moved into the house and they sold it, the first thing they did was took down the wall around the condenser unit.
Yeah, and a lot of people do that. And I mean, I get it. I mean, it's, you know, that they look at it as an eyesore, but I promise when that unit stops cooling, they're going to want to rip those shrubs up and get that unit going again, you know. But just don't block those that return air. That's really important, because that's how your system breathes, and that's how your system distributes that air properly. So you want to keep that free of blockage. Don't put furniture in front of it.
Now, generally speaking, do you think they're big enough as they are built, or do they need to be larger in size? Do you think, generally speaking?
Well, now right now, I think that most of the time they're okay.
Uh-huh.
But as we are changing out systems now,
right?
Like if you're replacing an older system, we are seeing that these lines need to be increased. The systems now do require larger return air.
Uh-huh.
So as we are changing out systems, more than half of the systems we change out, we are having to increase the return air lines because they are too small. So we are having to increase return air lines now compared to what the units were back then, just because you have to keep that static pressure down. You have to, you have to make sure that the systems are going to, circulate that air properly. So you do have to make sure that it's going to have the right amount of return on it, because if not, your system's not going to work properly.
Right, right.
So we do have to increase the returns a lot of times.
And another thing I wanted to say is that, I do windows, so I know, as a matter of fact, that windows and doors have gotten much more expensive to install, not only because of the cost of the units, but because of the cost of the labor, that those prices have escalated dramatically. And I'm sure the same is true in your industry as well. The cost of putting a new HVAC unit in today is much higher than it was 10 or 20 years ago, and
yes,
it's much cheaper than it'll be 10 or 20 years from now.
Yes, it really has. I've been doing this since the 90s, so I've seen the prices increase so very much. In fact, I do the pricing at Pure Air, and so when I'm figuring a price for a heating and air conditioning system now, sometimes I have to look at that darn number 3-4 times. Like, is this right?
Yeah, check it out.
I'm thinking this just seems, like it's too much, because I'm still having to adjust because we've had so many price increases.
Right.
Over the last couple of years. I struggle with the numbers right now, too. And we try to be so competitive with our pricing. We are not like a lot of the companies out there who, try to make, their yearly salary off of one person. That's not who we are. We're a small business, and we try to be very competitive, and try to treat our customers very fair. I truly believe that we are competitive in our pricing, and we're not going to be chucking a truck price, but we're also not going to be a big company price either.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. And also, I wanted to add also that you use nothing but quality equipment. There are some brands that are less expensive, but they really don't do the job nearly as well, nor will they last as long.
Right. Yeah, I believe you get what you pay for.
Right.
I think that we do quality work. I think that we take pride in what we do. I truly believe we have really good people who work for us, and they take pride in what they do. It's their name on it. They're signing their name to that they did this installation. And I think that they take pride in their work, and they want it to look nice, and they want it to work well, and they want to do a good job. And I think that says a lot about who they are.
You're right. It says a lot about your company, too, because sometimes those are the maintenance people are the only people they really touch and really see from Pure Air Consultants. They never get to go to your office and meet you and to meet your staff or just any who they see as the maintenance people.
Right.
And these people are sharp. They know what's going on. They've been trained, and they know how to treat customers, and they know how to treat their unit very, 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 very well. Nick, before we get too far, let's get some phone number out there.
Sure, absolutely. Our phone number is 601-939-7420. That's 601-939-7420. And you can also find us online at mypureairconsultants.com. And anytime you need us, you can also find us on Facebook, Google, everywhere. We're everywhere. So if you ever need anything, you just give us a call, and we'll be happy to help you any way that we can.
Of all the heating and air companies that are out there, my go-to is Pure Air Consultants, and I recommend that it be your go-to as well. Because of what Nikki just said, they really care all the way down the line, from the guy who's adjusting and maintaining your unit to the people in the office to the people in the warehouse. Everybody at Pure Air Consultants is quality people, and they care about taking care of business. Nikki, I just thank you so much for the time you spent with us this morning, and I hope we got some useful information out there. And next time somebody needs a unit, I hope they call you.
Thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate you, and take good care of yourself.
All right. You have a great weekend. Good talk to you. All right. You're listening to the Handyman Show at Mississippi Build Mississippi Studios. And my name is Buddy Sloak. We'll be back with a music segment in just a little while. Don't you go away. We'll be back in a few.
He's an old hippie. This new life is just a plus. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. He doesn't accept the narrative. He questions it. We're just getting to the bottom of this. Gallo. Every single morning from 6 till 9. Super Talk Mississippi. No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time. On air and online at supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm...
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Yeah, let me hear it more. I want to come on, let me hear it more. All right, during the music segment, this is Buddy Slowick. This is the Handyman Show. And strangely enough, during the Handyman Show for 2 hours, we do about 20 minutes of music because I've been involved in music my whole life. I love music, and it's something that I really have a passion for. And I thought what would kick off today is with a group called Procol Harum. Who had a song called Whiter Shade of Pale. A Whiter Shade of Pale. I need to speak English. By the way, talking about speaking English, we did a music segment about 2 weeks ago, and I did happen to listen to it and watch it on television. And somebody sent in a text after we did that, because we were talking about Jethro Tull. And he said, you guys were saying just what, he says, though, it's strange the way you guys say Tull, because I listened to it, and I was saying Jethro Tell most of the time. Tull. And Lance said, closer to Tull.
Yeah, I got that southern drawl.
He came closer to it than I did, but we were indeed mispronouncing Tull. But we won't this week. But Procol Harum, the name comes from a Latin phrase, the misspelling of a Latin phrase, and the Latin phrase means far beyond these things, Procol Harum. Their founder, Gary Brooker, wrote many, many great songs, and He says that the song Whiter Shade of Pale is not about drugs. It's more about a lost love or a lady who goes out to sea and is sailing and gets lost and ends up losing her life in the because of the ocean. But he claims that's what A Whiter Shade of Pale is all about. Whatever it's all about, I think it's a great song. So let's give a listen to A Whiter Shade of Pale from Procol Harum. Great song. I think it's one of the great songs ever. Procol Harum. Great, great song. Moving ahead. Gonna move on to an artist named Joe Bonamassa. Joe kind of grew up in northern New York, upstate New York. And at 12 years old, he was opening for B.B. King.
Yeah, he's a phenom.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's just amazing. Joe Bonamassa is an amazing blues player. He can play guitar. His favorite guitar heroes were like Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck.
He covers some Ry Cooder stuff, too.
So, and he's coming to Jackson, Ardenland, and I've been talking to Arden about that lately. He's coming in August to Thalia Mara Hall, and it's going to be an incredible show, Joe Bonamassa. But he was involved growing up in a group called Bloodline, and some of the members of that group were the son of Miles Davis was there, the son of Robbie Krieger was there, and a whole bunch of very famous sons of great people. And then he just turned to doing solo work. Has an amazing collection of vintage guitars and amps that everybody kind of gagas over because some of the stuff he has is incredible. But to watch him play, he is such a tasteful, right, strong. I mean, he plays with passion and fire. And I've mentioned that before, that this is important to play with that kind of feeling, but that's what they do. And Arden at Ardenland is so important in bringing big name groups into this city, and we thank him for that. Thank you, Arden. We appreciate it. But go see him. Joe Bonamassa is going to be in Thalia Mara Hall. Let's listen to Mountain Climbing, Joe Bonamassa.
Just follow your own path. Get close to the edge and there's no
Joe Bonamassa, great. I'm sure he can shred as well as anybody on guitar, but mostly he plays tastefully, and the notes he hits are just like B.B. King plays very tastefully, plays notes and plays. I guess that's where Joe learned. He played a lot with B.B. King, an awful lot. But at any rate, great artist, and happy to have him on board. Happy to have him coming to Jackson for sure. I'm going to go back a ways now. We're going to talk about an artist that no longer can perform, but has made a mark in music that's going to last forever, and that's Linda Ronstadt. She was born in 1946 in Tucson, Arizona, has done 24 studio albums, 15 greatest hits albums, has so many awards and countless awards, and played many times with a lot of different bands. And at one time during, it was 1971, what was to become the Eagles was her backup band with Glenn Frey, Don Healy, and Bernie Leadon was there, and Randy Meisner was her backup band. So the Eagles got their start playing, well, I won't say got their start, or were playing at one time with Linda Ronstadt.
And she did some work with Aaron Neville, too.
She did some great stuff. Work with Aaron Neville. I have a copy of that CD at home where they sing together, and it's amazing stuff. But she has done a lot of duets and has covered just many styles of music and has a unique voice as far as the sounds of a human voice is concerned. Hers is like special, but she can no longer sing. Her voice was robbed by Parkinson's disease. She's still with us, but she doesn't sing anymore. But I think Linda Ronstadt was special, and we're going to listen to a little bit of one of her songs called Faithless Love, written by J.D. Summer. Great song. That she special had so many hits, and I know that everybody has heard Linda Ronstadt one time or another, and some of her songs are some of your favorites. Great artist, and really enjoy having her her song Faithless Love on board. Well, next we're going to a very strange artist, Axl Rose is. Guns N' Roses is the group, and Axl is kind of the Well, Axl Rose is like an A-plus kind of personality, if you will. And I can't really, what I'd call him, I can't say, but that's what he is.
I got to see him. They opened it was their second show, or third, and they opened in Jackson for, I believe it was Van Halen.
Yeah.
And
wow.
We didn't know who Guns N' Roses was. We decided to get there early,
right,
just to go see the opening act. It was probably like 12 or 13 years old.
Sure.
And you go into the Coliseum, and it's jam-packed. And then all of a sudden, this guy shows up and starts doing the snake and hollering and screaming on stage. And we all looked at each other like, what is this? That was our introduction to Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Well, Axl's kind of crazy. He's been known for not showing up at, like, sound checks or being late for shows or even not showing up at some shows. And it's kind of a... a strange kind of person. Even when he doesn't go to sound checks and if he's late for shows, he'll show up and walk on stage and do a fantastic, fantastic job. Guns N' Roses, they're just an amazing group, and they have really, really done a great number of things. But let's listen to a little bit of Guns N' Roses doing Yesterday. Can you imagine seeing it live? That's amazing. Guns N' Roses.
I love those guys. They're one of my favorite bands of all time.
You know, they're one of the groups that stuck during that era of music.
Well, and they just strum your insides when you go see them. I mean, the music just gets you going, and you can feel it inside of you. Slash is amazing, too.
Oh, Slash is just...
the top hat, and then the guy's a beast.
And the licks that he plays are just so clean.
He's so good.
He's so good. That's right. Yeah.
That man blew me away out of the gate, man. I mean, honestly, it was like, what? What did I just hear?
I've never gotten to see them live.
Oh,
but,
my God, man. They were something else, especially right out of the gate. I mean, you know, young, ready
and
to go.
And then for them to be warming up Van Halen.
Oh, yeah.
My word. I mean, what a show.
It was either that or a David Lee Roth and crew. I can't remember who all it was. I mean, it was. I think it had to be Van Halen, the band, yeah.
That'd be about a $500 ticket nowadays.
Man, we were so lucky to have that, you know.
Really? A matter of fact, you couldn't get one today because,
we got our music coming out for break here. So.
All right. Coming up, 10 years after did a group, a song called I'd Love to Change the World. Alvin Lee is the leader of that group. He died in about 2013. He at one time was known as the fastest guitar in the West. 10 years after, I'd Love to Change the World. Great, great group. Don't hear much anymore. Well, this is the 10 years after. Take it to the house.
The Brian McKnight 4, live in concert. Saturday, June 29th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center.
You're like a dream come true.
Don't miss this special evening with the Brian McKnight 4. Tickets on sale now at pearlriverresort.com. Brian McKnight 4.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
spring.
Show back to building the house and taking things and carrying things around the house. My name is Buddy Slowick, Mississippi's handyman at the Build Mississippi Studios. Tell you a little bit about Build Mississippi. What a great organization. They really are, their mission is really to take any Mississippian that wants to better themselves as far as a career is concerned into the construction industry and into the industrial industry in Mississippi by using their hands and knowing how to do all sort. They have training centers. They talk about junior colleges that offer courses in construction, and their training centers are just amazing. They have things that they have a training center in Pearl on Highway on Old Brandon Road, which is a very big place, and they have everything there. They have power lines that are like 5 feet tall that you can learn to work electrical outlets on them or electrical lines on them and how do we align them. And they just teach everything. Build Mississippi is important to the growth of Mississippi, and I really do think they're doing everything they can do to make this a better place. And if you want to know more about that, about them, go to buildmississippi.com and you will get all of the answers you'll need. There's so much information at that website. It's unbelievable. Check it out. You'll be happy you did. Build Mississippi. Take a minute to talk about Rebel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice. They are so good that they care about their customers so very, very well. Rebel Ace Hardware, not only do they care about their customers, but they've got the products that you will need as well. All the products you will need. Anything, whether it's plumbing or electrical or heating, they've got it in stock. And they have it. And not only do they have it, but also competitive prices. Very good service. Rebel Ace Hardware. In Pearl, they have their Outdoor Power Equipment Center, which is just chock full of great, great power equipment. Talk about smaller lawnmowers or zero-turn lawnmowers or trailers to haul all this away with. Everything you'll need, including service. They service their equipment as well. Rebel Ace Hardware. Really want to help you. Open 6 days a week. Go see them. They're open at 7 in the morning, and they're open until 6 every evening, sometimes on weekends a little bit longer. Check out my friends at Rebel Ace Hardware. You'll be happy you did. All right. Let's get back to taking care of the house. Why is ridge vent the best way to ventilate an attic? It's become very popular, and why is it so popular? Well, one, because it's a passive system. It doesn't require any kind of maintenance or any kind of upkeep. It's not going to wear out like a turbine will wear out. A turbine vent, which is the porcupine spinner on your roof, all of a sudden the spinner valve can get really clogged, and it'll stop spinning around. The warm air will stop from spinning it, and it doesn't work very well. And then the power vents, yeah, they work until the motor goes out, and the motor is going to go out on those after a while. Plus, they use energy, and we are trying to be more energy efficient in this day and age. Ridge vent is passive. There's nothing in there to actually, there's no motor, there's no mechanism in there to actually change when it breaks down, because it's not going to break down. It goes on the very cap of your roof. And how that's done is there's about a 6-inch gap at the very peak of your roof, and along that runs the ridge vent. And ridge vent allows the air to go up to the very peak of your roof and actually vents outside. Ridge vent is really a very, very good way to go, and it's the best way to ventilate your attic. An important part of ventilating your attic, though, is also you have to have proper intake. And you have to have proper air going up into your attic. And if you don't have that, ridge vent isn't going to help at all. It won't get rid of things as quickly as it should. But the intake is achieved through soffit or cornice vents, if you will, soffit vents. These are the vents that sit up under your eave. And they need to be able to allow air into them and air into the attic. And they'll do then with soffit vents or eave vents in place and proper vents to hold the insulation down properly, and then the ridge vents let the air out, you've got a house that's the attic is breathing as well as it can be, and it's doing a very good job.
Well, and that's why I was showing some of my attic photos there, and you have that behind you. And but back when the cabin was originally built,
sure.
You know, we didn't, it wasn't very open, it wasn't insulated.
Right.
And so that was the pre. That's before I you know, we really said, hey, all right, seal it up. Let's make this thing as airtight as we possibly can. So it is a, it allowed us to finish that in. I don't have a photo of the finished inside yet, but with all, I sprayed the attic and did, I mean, just absolutely tied it up, you know, had the nice ridge cap in, and the ventilation in there is so good now.
Good.
When you walk in and you got the door open from the down below into the den, you have the mini split, and that, I mean, you can just feel it circulating.
Well,
oh, it's so much better.
Is this in your cabin?
That's the cabin. You never had to rebuild
and
it.
And the picture that you showed?
That's all I'm showing. That's the cabin.
That's the front porch,
and then I closed that in. We ended up deciding to close that in, and then up in the attic is what I'm showing you, too. That's actually another room. Now that in the past it was just useless,
and
so now having that ability to going with good insulation, making sure the ridge cap was done right, and every, I mean, it makes a huge difference.
It sure does.
In the ventilation of a cabin out in the middle of the Delta in the most humid and terrible conditions possible.
Right.
That's the attic there before. You know, I've gotten it sprayed and everything. And so it should put in, it was just one of those things where I was like, you know, I'd been up there before and it was like, you couldn't even get in it.
Yeah, right.
Same time of year. You'd open that attic door and go, can't do it, man. And now it's just like, wow. I mean, it you know, and I didn't want to jump in on the great conversation you were having with Nikki, but from my perspective, that mini split that we went with,
yes.
Goodness gracious, man. If anybody's looking for an economical way to air condition or condition and heat your a smaller place, or man, you turn that thing on in 5 seconds, and that's not a huge cabin, but it goes out into the new area, into the porch that was enclosed, up into the attic, and in the past you would have never gotten air pushed into those areas.
Well, I really believe mini splits are going to be a lot stronger happening in our future than they are now, because a mini split is a wonderful product, and you don't see as many of them around today as you would. In fact, I've seen them on TV lately up north. People are using them a lot in rooms that, like in a closing.
Yeah, 500, 600,
like you're trying to work
feet,
on your Corvette in the garage, and your floor's been epoxied, and you know, insulated garage door. Well, a mini split out there can keep it just. I was at somebody's house doing some work one day, and he had maybe a 3 or 4 car garage, and he had his toys in there that he actually rebuilt this car, rebuilt that car, and he did have mini split in there. It was wonderful. It was a hot day. It was wonderful.
Buddy, I'm going to tell you, we've been using the old built-in where it had a hole in the wall cut in.
Yeah.
And every year it seemed like there was something you had to deal with.
Sure. Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Whether it's bugs or lizards or frogs getting in there and getting hard, and you know, or whatever. And then you had the area around it that's not perfect, and you know, you could see a little bit, and
sure,
it's just always something. And it's just that idea, you go, hey, let's see what the difference would be. And because we've used a mini split before in a home,
sure,
extremely economical, a very good investment. But it was kind of one of those things you're like, why do we really want to do that at a cabin?
And so
we made that decision to do that, and I'm gonna tell you, it's going to be night and day difference on the bill,
sure.
The quality of the air that you're breathing,
keeping
the humidity out of the house in a place where you're surrounded by swamps. You know, so it's one of those, I would recommend it from my brief experience over the last, you know, 3 or 4 months.
At this point in time, that's where many splits.
But get a pro to do it. That's what I say. Don't think you can do that yourself. No. You need a pro to do it right.
No, you're not going to go out and order a mini split and put it in. Get it done right and get a pro to do it. And at this point in time, mini splits are being used mostly as an auxiliary type heating system, or like you said, a cabin out in the woods.
Yeah, it
or
does heat, and we also have gas. But I mean, the features on this were
amazing.
It's outrageous. It really was.
But they are making mini. They use mini splits more in Europe than they do here, and they'll use it to cool or heat an entire home using more than one mini split probably in a house, but still in all, if it's a big enough house, mini splits are a great, great way to go.
Hey, I think I heard something the other day, too, while we were talking about construction and Build Mississippi, and I heard we had over 100,000 construction style or those types of jobs available in Mississippi. So those of you who are listening to this show, get out there and look, man. I mean, these are good jobs.
Man.
To hear some of the testimonies people are, you know, saying about, you know, the quality of life and the things that are available to them now that weren't in the past.
How many times have you been riding down the road and some guy with a dually pickup truck that's brand spanking new that probably costs $200,000 drive past you?
$15,000 worth of tires on that
thing. And this is a guy who did not go to college, does not have a 4-year degree, does not. He's just learned a trade, and he learned it really, really well.
And that's what the thing is you, as a job seeker today, you have the upper hand.
Yes, you do.
The employer needs you.
Yeah.
And you can go in there with confidence that with a skill, you're going to have a great opportunity and get paid well, benefits and those things. So, again, just echoing, Brent's not with us today, but this is the Build Mississippi studio. And I want to admit, after covering this all week and you hear 100,000 jobs available, do you want people from Texas and all over the country coming here to take those jobs?
Exactly.
Or do you want to go build a life for yourself where you can do something remarkable, work with your hands, be outside, do something special?
Right.
Because it's the opportunities are there. You've
sure
just got to go lasso it and take them.
Yeah, that's what Build Mississippi is all about. And that's I'm glad you brought that up. That's very, very important. If you will, go back to that slide that shows where you the inside of your home with the front door and the walls that you've put up. I'm very interested in the siding that you use for the wall. It looks like just a 1x something.
No, and actually it's sheet siding. You know, I went with the – it's like the old panels that were vertical.
Yeah.
And these are now a more of a horizontal. It looks more like stacked wood, and you're seeing in more ornate style homes where you've got the wood stacked, you know, the 1x4s or the 1x6s stacked like that horizontally. This is actually a paneling.
Wow.
It's and it looks really, really good. It's lightweight, you know, so you can pop this stuff on. I'll get another closer pic of it and put it up so you can see it. But I was very impressed if you're looking at doing something a little different and going an economical route. It's like the old dark wood paneling that you have, but it's the other way. And you don't have the grooves, but you do have – it's almost screen-printed wood.
Yes.
And it looks great, and it's different textures and different style woods.
Right.
But it's an amazing job that they've done. So that product works really well, and it's extremely lightweight and economical. So
that why I bring that up is because a lot of people want to put an accent wall in their home. And that type product is really a great,
it's just
a great addition
up,
to an accent. Matter of fact, we have an accent wall in our green room, which the accent wall is blue, by the way, blue.
And Ricky Matthews has one down and at the coast.
And he has that coat.
Very soon. That's what kind of gave me that idea to go that route was looking at that background. I was like, Ricky, that's amazing, man.
That is just
amazing. And so I was like, that's really what I wanted to go with rather than the vertical or going with sheetrock in a humid environment.
Right.
I was like, man, I'm going with this stuff.
Yeah,
so it's turned out great.
It turned out good. It looks great. It really looks good on the wall.
I was a little more impressed than I thought I would. I thought it would look a little cheap, but it didn't. It came out exactly what I was hoping for.
Yeah, well, good deal, good deal. A lot of people nowadays are with accent walls. They're either going to painted the whole wall a different color, or maybe they're going to use two different types of coloring on their accent wall where there's tape lines and tape is pulled off and then there's a very straight line, or maybe multicolored, or maybe even a mural or brick. Or there's so many ways to make accent walls that will fit into your living environment, and you need to make that happen. Just with a little imagination, maybe the first thing you think of isn't the best. Maybe you just need to think about it a little more and consider, what is your accent wall going to look like? One time I was talking about putting an accent wall behind a large screen TV above a mantle. And I've seen that done before with some 1x6, and every piece of 1x6 was stained a different color. And it looked just fantastic. It's a lot like Ricky Matthews' set.
We got a couple of guys up in our club that have similar things, where they took old wood that was reclaimed.
Yes.
Some of it's kind of teal, and some, you know, and then you had the stressed look, and you got the whitewash, and then normal. And it was all pulled from different places, but in different lengths and different sizes, 1x6s, 1x8s, planks, you know, amazing look.
Yeah, sure.
Know, it just looks great.
Anytime you're using, like, old wood or anything like that, you should always paint the wall approximately the same color as your accent is going to be, so that it doesn't show through. It'll help a lot. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi. We're at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. We'll be right back with a short break in just a minute.
Go ahead now, the chicken's all gone. Take that.
You know that nowadays most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online. With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Whether you're a rebel, a bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Super Talk Mississippi has got a podcast for you. For you. Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, The Super Talk Eagle Hour are all now available for you. And it's all free. Free. Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Hi.
Lance, you always play something that's hard for me to step on.
It's tough when Hauser's jamming out on the guitar.
Right.
The guy's just thumping a little bit.
I'm going to listen for a while. No, I better get to work. A text a little while ago came in and said a man's redoing his kitchen, and in his old house he had a linoleum floor that was brick linoleum that was fun and soft and kind of cushiony and easy to walk on. And he's wondering what to put down for flooring in his new kitchen.
Hey, I don't know if it's quite as soft, but they make the engineered linoleum wood floors that I've used that are very they're very different than hardwood or pergo. I mean, they're much softer. You're not going to break something when it hits them.
Right.
And I bet if you put a padding underneath that, you'd probably, you know, some type of... You know, the stick together. It's almost like the Stainmaster.
Yeah.
Not very expensive, but it's more of a... It's the newer linoleum style that glues.
Do you think it's a vinyl finish?
I think it's... it's something similar. I've used it before. I'm trying... It's a vinyl finish, but they're much softer. So if you're used to that softness in the kitchen...
Right.
You know, where you had the old linoleum or the old, you know, that we had that once. And it's soft. It's right, you know, and you kind of had a little bit of a cushion.
Right.
I put the newer products in a basement years ago, and it looked like wood, you know. It's planks and glued together.
Right.
They just have the little glue strip, and you just pop them on, cut them with an X-Acto knife.
Right.
But, I did not put a padding underneath it, and it was very soft.
Yeah.
You might could put something light underneath it and get even a little more give.
Yeah, I think you can get something a little softer, but I really don't think you'll get something as soft as the original linoleum was.
No, it almost had pad in it.
Yeah, it almost was. It was like cushiony almost.
Yeah, because if you dropped like a plate sideways on it, you had a cut in it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But at any rate, yeah, the vinyl flooring is probably the only way you can really achieve something close to what you're trying to get, because vinyl flooring is the happening thing today, and it's the most durable and the easiest to install and the easiest to take care of available out there. So I don't think a vinyl floor is a bad way to go at all.
Well, and that, the picture that you do have up behind you, I wanted to have that before we left. That is a closer look at the paneling itself.
That just blows me away.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Paneling.
Yeah, it kind of does.
I want to see it. I want to touch a piece of that.
I'll have to go up here in a week. I'll bring you some back. We have a couple of scrap pieces, but yeah, I mean, it's like very thin, just like the old paneling.
That's amazing. It's a great look for sure. It's a great look. I like it. I like it a lot. All right, let me tell you about Atlas Foundation, one of the better foundation companies around. They do some great work on slab foundations. You looking for work to get done on your foundation because something's not quite right? Well, you call Tony Arpino at Atlas Foundation, 1-800-256-1010, and he'll either talk to you on the phone or be happy to come to your place of where you live or your place of business or your church or whatever needs working on. Tony will take care of. Tony really understands foundations. He does not use cement trucks and large trucks and huge. Two men and a pickup truck is all he's going to need to do any kind of job, and he will get it done quickly and get it done correctly and get it done right. You call him 1-800-256-1010, Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. Great company. They really are. All right. Well, we've got just a very little bit of time left, and I just thought I talk about this a lot, but I really think it's important that we do mention it each and every week, and that is what every home should have in it. And my opinion is every home needs to have some 4-0 steel wool. It really does. Some lemon oil. Some food-grade mineral oil, some LPS-1, some 3-in-1 oil, and some WD-40. And glue. You should always have some sort of glue around. And if you have that, you can pretty much take care of business and get things done the way they should be done. The steel wool is a great buffing material, and it will really work in taking and cleaning cabinets with lemon oil. Works very well.
I'd say two things to add to your box.
Oh, please do.
The X-Acto knife.
Oh, yes.
And a caulk gun and caulk.
Oh, please, yeah.
Don't cut it open until you need to use it. And remember, start small on your hole. But, yeah. And make sure you clean it when you're done with the poker. But a gun, a caulk gun, caulk, and an X-Acto knife. I can't tell you how many times I've looked for that. No, I haven't. And I've got to take everything out of the car to get it or go through the whole, you know.
Do you know how many caulking guns I've been through in my life?
I've got 20 of them.
I left them on the job, and I've got the two at the house. I'm going, what am I, where are they? I can't find them.
I'm the same way. So, yeah, that's just from experience. I'll keep it in a place where you know where it is.
Another thing that you said that's very important is once you cut open a tube of caulking compound, if you don't use it all, it's really a pretty tough chore to seal it properly where it won't leak again, but that needs to be done. And if you do seal it properly, maybe with a cap or
you can use some duct tape.
I mean, duct tape, anything at all.
Clean the hole out with a little poker on the gun real well, then cap it with, you know, duct tape or something.
And then it'll last and you can use it again. Otherwise, if you just leave it just full of caulking and let the caulking dry inside the tube, it's going to be hard to use again.
Yeah. It's like that foam stuff. You know, if you don't use the whole can, you might as well just chunk it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not worth it.
They do have a new type of foam out that actually uses that cleans that hose before it's shut off.
Yeah, which, I saw that. I'm like, that will save. Because I can't tell how many cans of that stuff I've wasted.
I know.
Using just a squirt, because it'll expand as big as this room.
I mean, I've done the same. I've used it and said, what do I do with the rest of this
stuff? How did you put all this in that can? You know, one squirt's whatever's in the can. And just about.
It goes forever. All right. Well, at any rate. Other thing I wanted to bring up real quickly was, let's see, what's this? Whoops. I didn't get that text yet. I didn't get the last text. I didn't read it. What did it say? Never mind.
I think we were getting a let the music play. They love that.
Can't well, be disco, man.
I'm sorry, we don't do disco.
That was the song I played. It was Widespread Panic Disco.
Disco.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't very disco.
No, it's a new disco. Now, I do play a little disco. I like Thelma Houston. I like Blondie. Those are two of my disco.
Yeah,
queens.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, when you talk about disco, some good music did come out of it. And then there was disco.
Then there was disco.
We'll get to that.
Disco died. Didn't they have like they had a baseball game. They blew up all the disco records with Cincinnati. I have to get that for you because it was a huge promotion, and then it ended up being like a riot after it, and everything. It was like they didn't do that again, but it was the night disco died.
And right now, I promise that on my music segment, you'll never hear me do a segment on disco.
Oh, come on, man. That ain't fair to disco.
Disco.
A whole genre that didn't last long, but
hey,
it was there.
I want to get answers on the text, and I know that I won't be here when they come in, but they may come in during the week.
Oh, I'll read them this week.
I want to know how many people are interested in me doing a music segment on Elvis. Let's hear some text. Let's get the text line
going.
Mississippi. Well, I want to know. I mean,
now, what age, Elvis? Are you talking like
there's so many Elvis people, freaks around here that I just want to hear what they've got to say.
The Vegas era of Elvis was awesome. I've read and done a lot of video research on him, but that era. You know, where he really wanted to be a movie star.
Right.
He's like, I'll do this over here and do it, make some bank.
Oh, well. Handyman stuff. Bumpers. Cabinet door bumpers. How many times do you close your cabinet door and slams wood against wood? And all it takes is a little bumper on there, a little stopper. And it can be either a plastic or a rubber, or it can be caulk. But they are little sticky pads that you can get at grocery stores or big box home centers or anywhere that they sell gizmos like that. Very important to have. All right, Handyman Show right here in Super Talk, Mississippi. We're at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Sloak. And I hope that you've enjoyed today. And send us your messages on text. We'll get them on the text line next week somewhere or other. Or somewhere. They'll get them there this week. And I will be talking to you next week. I hope you have a great weekend. And see you later.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
In Mississippi, with our ever-changing weather, termites and household pests can disrupt your family life and take a toll on your home. Family Termite understands that these economic times are hard on everybody. To help you and your family out, we're offering flexible payment plans. Call Family Termite and let us help protect your home. 601-933-1014. 601-933-1014. Or reach us at www.family-termite.com.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem. The new degree of comfort.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.